Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, My foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
To come to the reality of the divinity of his majesty is a very personal manifestation. You still have to go into your own meditation, your own reasoning with someone, and come to the full reality of the divinity of his majesty. Since the scriptures tell us that there are three major representations of God in time, this is the millennium that we are in now. And this is the last time that we are seeing a manifestation of God before the fulfillment of the prophecy. We have Adam, we have Jesus Christus, and we have his imperial majesty.
On the 2nd of November 1930, Rastafari is crowned the 225th emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I, re-establishing the Solomonic dynasty. He is crowned King of Kings, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. The ascendancy of Haile Selassie to the throne of Ethiopia marked the arrival of a day of redemption for black people, and the Rastafari movement was born. Queen Manen, was also crowned empress, establishing the principle of King Alpha and Queen Omega, the beginning and the end eternally consummated.
I think it's the first time you have a king and a queen crowned together, you know. You have kings crowned, like the typical monarchies will have a king and then his wife is his wife, you know. We have a coronation where we have a king and a queen. That's why I say Rastaman have a special duty, you know. You cannot conceive of yourself as one without the other. A man. No man can be so bright as to tell me that he's a man and he don't even have any responsibility or relationship with a daughter somewhere, you know? That is when you come in your fullness. We would think of His Imperial Majesty as the highest divine order. So Queen Mary would have to be the mother of creation, and she would therefore have to be the beginning of how we behave. She could be a light for the woman.
Empress Menen traces her lineage back to the Queen Sheba, the Queen of Ethiopia, who journeyed to King Solomon, the keeper of the divine laws, the Ark of the Covenant. On her return to Ethiopia, she gave birth to Solomon's son, Menelik, who as a young man returned to Solomon's kingdom to claim the Ark of the Covenant. This was then established in Ethiopia at Aksum. Out of this tradition evolved the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is the first Christian manifestation coming out of Egypt. It's the first Christian acceptance of God and a man coming from God at this point in time. And the Ethiopian Orthodox Church teaches that man is black and that Jesus Christus is black. Ethiopia is the whole of Africa, and Ethiopia that the Bible referred to is a black man at that time regarded as a Kushite, you know, from the land of Kush. And the Ethiopian have a special place in His Majesty's book, you know, in that we are the promised people. And even though He tells us many of those that are the promised people will come one day after He chooses the ones that He wants, we still have to go down into the valley of Jehoshaphat for another weeding out, you know. So we know that our road is a long and troublesome trod, but is a trod, there is a victory inside.
The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Shuba shubai, shuba shubadei, shuba shubai, shuba shuba shubadei, shuba shubai, shuba shubadei, yeah 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 yeah. Now, no real man can live without a woman. Die night to death as a woman to her man. It's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Don't need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep I strong. With this part of your plan, I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn us all, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, and she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had a life career, the empress Omega. The mother Rastafari culture revises to the king. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, to listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman, you meet the
Rewind and come back, selector.
Woman, black woman, the queen right there, Judy Mowat right there. Here, Wisdom Wednesday, here with the 18th sabbatical study, Mishpatim. Judgments for Shabbat Mishpatim, here in the Shavuot, the 18th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Today's daily Psalm 84. Going to ride up right here, the fourth day of the Shavuot, the midway day of the 7 days here at the fourth day of the week they call Wednesday. Here we have the fourth and the fifth aliyot here for judgments, Mishpatim, Chaberim. But first,
in my with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. To the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end, Alpha Omega. Yes, I hear you.
The foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here. For this sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
And here, Israel, Shema, Israel, here, give ear for the Revi'i, here for the fourth aliyah for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the book of the names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, for the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, fourth reading here, fourth of offering for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments. Elohim, lo, tikalel, with nasi, bi ameka, lo, taor, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people, of the I people. Elohim, lo tikalel, we nasi bi'amika, lo taor. Thou shalt not refile Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim, lo tikalel, thou shalt not revile the Elohim, thou shalt not revile Elohim, the judges. Elohim, lo tikalel, we nasi bi'amika, lo taor, nor curse a ruler of thy people. The nasi, we nasi, and the ruler we nasi bi'amika, lo taor, nor curse a ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give to me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen, with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, with his mother. On the eighth day thou shalt give it me, thou shalt give it I. And ye and y'all shall be holy men, set apart men to me. Neither shall ye y'all eat flesh torn of beasts in the field. Ye y'all shall cast it to the dogs. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevil Yisrael. Hear, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 23. Lo, tisa, lo tisa, shema'a, shav, ala, taset, yadika, aim, rasha, lihiyota aid, hamas. Thou shalt not rise a false report. Lo, tisa, shema'a, shav. Thou shalt not raise a false report, nor put thine hand with the wicked. Al tasheta yadika aim rasha. put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Lehiot ait hamas. Thou shalt not utter a false report. Lo, tisa shema'a shav. Put not thy hand, thy yard, with the wicked, with the ratchet. Allah tasheta yadika aim arasha. To be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyota aid hamas. To be a witness of violence. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to evil. Neither shalt thou the eye speak in a cause to decline after many to rest, to wrestle judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If I meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If I see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Chamishi. Here for the Chamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 6, for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Hebrew book of Exodus, Exodus 23, and 6. Lo, tate mishpot evyonika. Lo, tate mishpot evyonika. Di rivo. Lo, tate mishpot evyonika. Di rivo. Thou, the eye, shalt not wrestle the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Lo tate mishpat evyonika derivo. The eye thou shall not wrestle the judgment of thy poor evyonika derivo in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked, the ratchet. Thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also, thou shalt not oppress, thou shalt not downpress a stranger. For y'all know the heart of a stranger, seeing y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Ha Torah, the Torah, the law. Second item, ha Mishpatim, the judgments. The Mishpatim, the judgments, the land and Hashabbat and the Sabbath. Verse 10. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt make it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard. With thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy walk. 6 days thou shalt do thy work. And on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other Elohim, of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. The three national feasts, unleavened bread, first fruits in gathering. Verse 14. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast to me, to I, in the year, in the Shana. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, I, in the time and the hour appointed of the month of the moon Abib. For in it thou camest me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and no one shall appear before me, before I empty. And the feast of harvest the first fruits of thy labors, which that thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Three times in the year all thy males shall appear, all thy males shall appear before Ha Adon Yahuwah, Ella Bnei, Ha Adon Yahuwah shall appear before the Adon, Adon, Yahuwah. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning, until the boker, until the boker. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house, the bait of Yahuwah Loheka, of Jehovah thy Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari!
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. Himself.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendell Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Ayadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
Weile ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. These, the judgments that thou shalt set before them.
Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Exodus 21 and 1. The mishpatim, ha-mishpatim, are not the, quote, laws that were to be enforced and serve as rules of action, end quote, as Knobel affirms, but the rights, the mishpatim, ha-mishpatim, are the rights by that the national life was formed into a civil commonwealth and the political order secured. These rights had reference, first of all, to the relation in that the individuals stood one toward another. The personal rights of dependents are placed at the head. We have this here in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 21, verses 2 to verse 11. And first, those of servants of slaves in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 21, verses 2 to 6, which are still more minutely explained. We get a more minute explanation in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 to 18, where the observance of them is urged upon the hearts of Ha'am, of the people, on subjective grounds. So here, getting a basic context and a basic overview to Mishpatim here in Exodus chapter 21, verse 1. The first words right here, Ve'ele, Ve'ele, Hamishpatim, Asher Tasim, Lifnehem. And these, Ve'ele, Hamishpatim. So what are Hamishpatim? The Mishpatim, they are the rights by which the national life, the national liberty, was formed. Hamishpatim, the rights by that the national life, the national liberty, was formed into a civil commonwealth. So we have a civil commonwealth and the political order secured. These rights, ha-mishpatim, had reference, first of all, to the relation and the relationship in which the individuals, the indivisible duals, the I and I's, the individuals stood one towards another. The personal rights of dependents, take note, the personal rights of dependents are placed at the head. And here in Exodus, Shemot, chapter 21, from verse 2 to verse 11, we have the personal rights of dependents being placed at the head. And first, those of the servants or, quote, slaves, end quote, that were not really being found in the more proper KJV, slaves, more proper term, servants. Now, there's different types of service or servitude, and that needs to be noted. But the first are those of the servants, the slaves, in Exodus chapter 21, verses 2 to 6. That are still more minutely explained in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 to 18. But here's the key. Where the observance of them is urged, being urged upon, up on the hearts of the people, Ha'am, of Chah people, on subjective grounds. What does this mean, Chabarim? Well, here, we have Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 to 18, where it reads, "And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold to thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou, the eye, sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him or make him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress of that wherewith Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, hath blessed have blessed thee, thou shalt give to him, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. And Yahweh Eloheka redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this saying today, and it shall be, if he say to thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee and thine house, because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be thy servant. He shall be thy servant forever. And also to the maid servant thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard to thee when thou sendest him away free from thee, for he had been worth a double hired servant to thee in serving thee 6 years. And Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, shall bless thee in all that thou doest. That's a subjective reason. Why do this? Because Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, shall bless thee, shall bless the eye in all that thou doest. That subjective reason right there. So, HaMishpatim. Not so much the, quote, laws, but the rights by that the national life being formed into a civil commonwealth and political order secured. Establishing the relationship in which individuals, indivisible duals, individuals stand one toward another, and the personal rights of dependents being placed first and foremostly at the head, and first those of the servants or slaves being more minutely explained, even in Devarim, in the words, repetition of the law, observance being urged upon the hearts of Jah people, of Ha'am, on subjective grounds, on what the eye as a subject benefit by carrying out the object or the objective of the Mishpatim, of the judgments, the ordinances. So here in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 21, verse 2, for Shabbat HaMishpatim, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath ordinances, Sabbath judgments. Here in Exodus chapter 21, verse 2, the Hebrew servant was to obtain his freedom, his freeness, without paying compensation after 6 years of service. After 6 years of service. We emphasize the word service and servant instead of the pseudonymous terms slavery and enslavement. This is totally different right here. So here in Exodus chapter 21, verse 2, the Hebrew servant, the Hebrew employee, the Hebrew servant was to obtain his freedom, his freeness, without paying compensation. Chinam, for free, without paying compensation. After 6 years of service. Now, according to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12, we go to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12, KJV, King James Version reads, and if thy brother, an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman, be sold to thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. Thou shalt let him go free from the eye. So here. Ki yimakir leka achika ha ibri o ha ibriya wa ibadka sheisha shanim u bashana ha shebeit te shalachenu hafshi me imak. So there we have Devarim, Deuteronomy, bringing out that this rule applied to the Hebrew maid servant, the woman servant, Ibriya, as well as the Ibri, both to the male and the female servant. Now, the predicate Ibri Ebri in the male sense, Hebrew, Ebriya. This limits the rule to Israelitish servants, and we can say by extension employ and employment, in distinction from slaves, in distinction from, say, enforce or service with rigor. So for the Israelites, it was to be without rigor. That's also a key word. So this is in distinction from slaves of foreigners, farinjoj, foreign extraction, to whom this law, this direction, this instruction did not apply. And the key is thy brother, achika, thy brother. Now, there are some who are wrong in their supposition. Some thought that the Ibri relates not to Israelites, but to relations of the Israelites whom had come over to them from their original native land. So we dismiss that right there in that context and keep to the Peshat, the direct Peshat of the script, applying it to the Ibri and the Ivriya, to the Israelite, right? So an Israelite might, by his own countrymen, either. So now some would say, this is slavery, because they only know the Western Gentile, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, WASP, Christianity, counterfeit Christianity, this 400 years. Now that right there, we know that that's the consequence of the curse for disobedience. But now, according to HaTorah, the direction instruction here in Shemot concerning HaMishpatim, concerning the judgments that we connect with the rights, right? An Israelite might buy his own countrymen into service or into employ, either when he was sold by a court of justice, a Beit Din, on account of theft. So now the reasons for an Israelite being sold to his own countrymen, first is when a court of justice has sold him. Why? Lamaze? Why? On account of theft, thievery. So we have Shemot, we have Exodus chapter 22, verse 1, where it reads, if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it, or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. So we have Shemot, we have Exodus chapter 22, verse 1, reading, if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. So that's reason number one, why an Israelite or an Ibri, right, might be sold to his countrymen, and his countrymen, an Israelite, might buy his own countrymen. Firstly, when he was sold by a court of justice on account of theft, Exodus 22, verse 1. Or, second reason, when he was poor, and he sold himself. So the second reason is when one is poor and sell themselves or put themselves into employ as a Ibriya. So here we have Leviticus, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 39. Chapter 25, verse 39. And if Achika, if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen poor, and be sold to thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. So we have the servants and we have the bond servants. The servants, or what some might say as the slaves, but Hebraically he is the bond servant. So here, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 39, KJV, King James Version, says, and if thy brother, Achika, that dwelleth by thee, be waxen poor, getting poorer and poorer, and be sold to thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve,
him to serve, him to serve, him to serve
as a bond servant, as a bond servant. So now this is an important distinction right here, but these are the two reasons why an Israelite might buy his own countrymen or bring his own countrymen into service or employ, when either he was sold by a Beit Din, a court of justice, on account of theft, or when he was poor and he sold himself and he put himself into employ. Now, the emancipation. The emancipation was in the seventh year of service. This was intimately connected with the sabbatical year. Though we are not to understand it as taking place in that particular year. So it's connected with the sabbatical year, though we're here to understand it as taking place, as not taking place in that particular year. Quote, he shall go out free. He shall go out free from his master's house. Be set at liberty. Chinam, chinam. The chinam, the chinam, the chinam. The chinam, the chinam, the chinam, the chinam. So the chinam, the chinam sense, which translates be set at liberty, chinam, also is the same phrase and word sound that's used like without cause. Right, without cause, china, without compensation. So now in Devarim, Deuteronomy, the master is also commanded not to let him go out empty, but to load him, to put up on his neck from his flock, to load him. Ha'inek, ta'inik. Lau, miyatzon ka, ua miyagarnika, ua miyayikabeka, kaasher berakekai Yehua loheka, titain lau. So here we have, thou shalt furnish him liberally. Thou shalt furnish him liberally. Ha enek, ta enik. So the ha enek, ta enik, from the Anak ha enek alahu. Provide for him liberally. Furnish him liberally. So here we have the anak. Anak has a sense of to serve as a necklace to adorn, has a sense of adorning in that sense, but also can have the sense of choking in that sense, choking to adorn, to compass about as with a chain. But the sense here is to figuratively to fit out with supplies, to furnish liberally, compass about as with a chain, to furnish liberally, right? But the anak at the root has a sense of to choke, right? Choke them up with such liberal giving, right? Such giving. So here we have the ha'enek atainik alawu, miyats on ka, from your flock, U mi garnika, from your flock, out of your floor, your goren, and out of your wine press. U mi yikbeka, asher that which berakka, that which He who be has blessed you. Berakekai Yehovah Eloheka, that which he who be, thy Elohim, titain lau, you are to give him. How? Ha enek tainik lau. Provide him liberally, provide him generously. Thus the sense to put upon his neck, ha'enek atainik lau, from the flock, from the threshing floor, and from the wine press. The idea here with corn, giving corn and wine, that is to say, to give him as much, nuff, as he could carry away with him. The motive for this command, what's the motive here? For this mitzvah is drawn from their recollection, I recollection of I and I own deliverance, I deliverance by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, from the bondage of Egypt, from Mitzrayim. And also in Exodus chapter 21, verse 18, there's an additional reason is supplied to incline the heart of the master to this emancipation, freeing from hand, vis-a-vis that he has served thee for 6 years, the double of a laborer's wages. He has served thee, the eye, for 6 years, the double of a laborer's wages. That is to say, quote, he has served and worked so much that it would have cost twice as much if it had been necessary to hire a laborer in his place, and that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, hath blessed thee, blessed the eye, in all that thou doest. That is to say, through his service, through the service of your Hebrew brethren, or case may be your Hebrew sister. Yes, I. Rastafari.
How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. Who passing through the valley of Baca, maketh a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Mizmor pe dalet lam natseh al hadidid libne korach mizmor. Ma yedidot mishkenotecha Adonai tsevaot. Nichsefa vegam kaleta nafshi lechatsrot Adonai libbi uvzari. Yerannenu el chai. גם ציפור מצאה בית ודרור כן לה, אשר שעת אפרוחיה את מזבחותיך, אדוני צבאות מלכי ואלוהי. אשרי יושבי ביתך עוד יהללוך סלע. אשרי אדם עוז לו בך מסילות בלבבם. עוברי בעמק הפכה מעיין ישיתוהו, גם ברכות יעתה מורה, ילכו מחיל אל חיל, יראה אל אלוהים וציון. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, שמעה תפילתי, האזינה אלוהי יעקב, מגיננו ראה אלוהים, והבט בני משיחיך. כי טוב יום בחצריך מאלף, בחרתי הסתופף בבית אלוהי, מדור ואהולי רשע. כי שמש ומגן אדוני אלוהים, חן וכבוד ייתן אדוני. לא ימנע טוב להולכים בתמים, אדוני צבאות אשרי אדם בוטח, 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 בוטח.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this
blaspheme
Abba Gada
Awaza
Chaya Kaya Manasa Ipa Tada Warasha Ta
Mizmor Fe Dalet Mizmor Pe Dalet. Some enunciates pe dalet, enunciates fe dalet, Psalm LXXXIV, Psalm 84. You have a psalm of joy, yes, a joy, joyous psalm, joy in the sanctuary. Lam natzeach al hagitit, al hagitit. For the chief musician upon Hagiti,
Hagiti,
Hagiti. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, he has the order of Malachias Erek. We have Mizmor Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Mizmor Pe Dalet. Some enunciates Pe Dalet, enunciates Fe Dalet. Psalm LXXXIV, Psalm 84. We have a psalm of joy, yes, a joy, joyous psalm, joy in the sanctuary. Lam natzeach al hagitit, al hagitit. For the chief musician upon hagitit, hagitit. Now, some say that the Giti Psalms is like Psalms. We have Psalm 8, Psalm 8. Psalm 8 here for the Gitit, hagitit. Just to look at the superscription right here, hagitit. Gitit, gitit. Two explanations are possible, alike based on Judaic tradition. Now, the Targum connects the term with the city of Gat, Gat, right? Or one would say Gath, suggesting a musical instrument or melody which had, some say, a Philistine origin. Now, the Midrash sees a connection with the Hebrew Gat or Gath and the Hebrew wine press, the Gat, Gath, wine press. Hence, a tune associated with vintage songs. Now, modern scholars, they favor second alternative. So here we have in the superscription of today's daily psalm that is themed in the Sefer Tehillim, joy. We have a psalm of joy here. Joy in the sanctuary. Joy in the sanctuary. Ha-Mishkan. We have Lam Natzeach for the chief, to the chief musician. Lam Natzeach Al-Hagitit. Al-Hagitit. Gitit. Gitit. Some interpreted as a harvest psalm. It's at this point that the Asaf psalms, they end. And some more of the Korahite, what's known as the Korahite psalms, appear. In its intense love for the communion with Ha-Elohim, with the true good, the true God, which is to be experienced, a subjective experience in Ha-Mishkan, in the sanctuary, in the chapel. Now, this Mizmor, this psalm is a companion to the Korahite psalm XLII, Psalm 42. But whereas in the latter, Psalm 42, we find, and we had a lament of one
to whom adverse circumstances and situations had denied that privilege. Now, we hear the joyous tones of a pilgrim who recounts his deep happiness in standing once more within the sacred, the set apart, the holy precincts. Now, the poem, the composition, supplies no clue directly to the poet's identity or to his history. In fact, his words are more than personal. They echo the sentiments of every really just, some say religious, spiritual soul in every epoch. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Psalm 84, Psalm LXXXIV, joy, joy in the sanctuary. La Minatseyach, La Minatseyach, Allah Hagitit, Libnei Korach Mizmor. For the leader, the chief musician, upon Githith, a song of the sons of Korah. Ma yedidota mi ashkenoteka Yahuwah Tzevaot. How lovely. Ma yedidot. How lovely, how amiable, how lovely. Ma yedidota mi ashkenoteka. The eyes tabernacles. Mi ashkenoteka. Yahuwah Tzevaot. Oh, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah of hosts. So here we have, at the Beit verse in the Hebrew, which is corresponding to the first verse in the KJV, we have verses 1 to 4, his yearning, the yearning for HaHekal, the yearning for the temple. This opening verse, how lovely. Ma yedidot, ma yedidot, ma, how yedidot, how beautiful, how lovely. Yedidot, ma yedidot, mi shiknotekai Yehovah Tzevaot. How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Jehovah of hosts. Here, literally, we have dwelling places. Mi shiknotekai, the eyes, dwelling places. Mi shiknot. Right? Shekinot, Mishkanot, the Mishkan. We say the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Here we have the plural, Mishkanoteka, the eyes, dwelling places, the plural. Right? A connection we also have in XLII and 3, Hebraically, Psalm 43 and 3. Ma yedidota mishkenoteka Yahuwah Tzevaot. How lovely are the eye tabernacles. Mishkenoteka, the eye dwelling places. Yahuwah Tzevaot. Nika sefa wutama kalta nafshi. Lechat roti Yahuwah libi ubisariya. Yerananu il el chayi. My soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts of Jah. Hova Nika Sefa Wagama Kalta Nafshi, my soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts. Lechat roti Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Libi ubisari, hirananu el hai, my heart, libi, and bisari, my flesh, libi ubisari, hirananu, they sing and ringing and shrilling in tones, libi ubisari, hirananu el hai, for joy. Yerananu, to sing for joy, ranen, yerananu, they sing, libi ubisari, my heart and my flesh, yerananu, sing for joy, il el, to the el chai, to the living el, to the living God, the true source. El chai, il chai, to el chai. Kama tzipora, matza'a baye to'ua deror ken alaha. Asher shata, eforocheha, eta miya zebechoteka, Yahuwah Tzevaot, malki wel chai. Yay! The sparrow hath found a house. Gama Sipor, the Sipor, Gam Sipor, Mata'a Bayit. The sparrow, the sparrow have found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. Asher shata eforocheha, where she may lay her young. Asher shata eforocheha, where she may lay her young. Etamia zibbochote kayahuat baot, thine altars, eta miya zibichoteka, mi zibichoteka yawaz ba'ot, O Jehovah of hosts, maliki velohai haliyai, my king and my Elohim, my source, maliki velohai. Happy are they, Ashrei, happy are they that dwell, Ashrei Yoshbei, happy are they that dwell in thy house, Ashrei Yoshbei Abeteka, they are ever praising, Isaacing, Oda, Ye Halleluka, they are ever praising the I, male, Oda, Ye Halleluka, Selah. Pause. So what do we have here? The yearning for Hahekal, the dwelling places, yearning, pining, yearned, pine, expressing that deep soul motion. When he and I and we is away from Hahekal, the temple, he says, my heart and my flesh, my mind and my body, thine altars. Some suppose the words have been supplied after Elohai, my Hailiyai, my Elohim, my true good, my true God, to complete the sentence. It is preferable to understand the S of the eight, as with, by. And filling thus do I find my resting place by thine altars, in the comparison to the sparrow and to the swallow, where it says, Dams, Ipora Mat'a Ba'iyetu Dororik En Allah, yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. Asher shata eforocheha, where she may lay her young. Etamia zibechote kayahuas baot, thine altar. So the et, we have the et, we have the etamia zibechoteka. Eta mizbechoteka mizbeach. We say mizbeach. Here we have mizbechoteka. You know, thine, plural. Et mizibichoteka, nine altars, Yahuwah Tzibaot, Maliki Velhai, my king and my Elohim, Elohai, Hailiyai, dwell in thy house. Happy Ashrei Yoshbei Beiteka. Happy are they, Ashrei Yoshbei, Yashab. Yashab, Yosheb, to dwell, to be seated. Ashreya Yoshvei Beiteka, the Beit of Ka, the eyes, house, Od, Yehalleluka, Od, always, Od, Yehallelu, they will be praising Yehalleluka, the I male, Selah, pause. He admires, some might even say, in a righteous sense, envies, desires to be as those who spend their lives and their liberty in Ha'Elohim's service and in his house. Thus he says, Ashrei Yoshvei Beiteka, Oda Yehalleluka, Selah, 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 Selah.
Yes, explain the Yehallelu. Yeah, hallelujah, they will hallelujah. They will exalt, big up, hallelujah. Speaking directly to Yahuwah, hallelujah, they will hallelujah. And that's how they hallelujah.
Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah, 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 Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, the next section of today's daily psalm, a targum, interpretation, a reasoning, getting us to Hebrew. But first, the King.
Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, 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 Selah.
Ashrei Adam, Ashrei Adam, Oz Lo Baka, Me Silo Tabia Levavam. Happy is the man, Ashrei Adam, Ashrei, happy is Adam, is the man, the average man, the common man, all man, in the general sense, happy is the man. Ashrei Adam, Oz Lo Bak, whose strength is in the eye. Ashrei Adam, Oz Lo Bak, Me Silo Tabi Levavam, in whose heart are the highways, in whose heart are the highways or the steps. Misilot avilevabam, in whose heart are the highways. Here, picking up hebraically verses 6 to 8 in the KJV, this will be verses 5 to 7. This section here is happiness in Jah's worship. Happiness, Ashrei Adam, Oslo Baka, Misilota Vilevabam, the highways, vis-a-vis the highways to Zion, to Zion, even the African Zion, longing for the road to Zion, the road to Zion, the road to Hahekal, the road to the temple. So here we pick up after the Selah pause in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fei Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet, the 84th Psalm. So here picking up the second section right here, in King James Version, verses 5 to 7. Now we're mainly focusing on the Hebrew here. So if ones and ones are reading along in the KJV, no doubt they will notice certain similarities, but also certain differences. So here, in picking up with the fifth verse, so KJV has blessed. In the English translation, it's not the Baruch bless, because this psalm right here also has where it speaks of, let me scroll right here to English. It's interesting in comparing, contrasting what we have in the English. For example, there is the blessings that we find in verse 6 right here. Well, it's an interesting difference of translation. We're about to get to that right here. But here, picking up after the Selah. KJV will be verse 5 where it reads, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are thy ways or are the ways of them. It says the ways of them. Now, Hebraically we have the Misila in the singular, but here we have Misilot bi lebabam. Misilot. Now, Misilot is a highway or a raiseway. It's also a public road, right? It's a thoroughfare, can be considered as like a turnpike, literally or figuratively. Now, specifically, it's like a viaduct or also a staircase, a causeway, a course, a highway, a path, a terrace. Now, this comes from the root word salal. Salal in the Hebrew means to lift up, to cast up, to exalt, like to mound up. Right, to exalt. So here the translation that's translated Hebraically from the Hebrew root is highways. Mesilot, Mesilot bi'lebabam, in whose heart are the highways. So picking up after the Selah, so To the Selah, we had an Asherah. We had an Asherah. To the Selah, we had an Asherah. And the Asherah in the Hebrew is happy. Not the Baruch, blessed. That sense, but the Asherah is the happy, that happiness. So we had the happiness before the pause, the Selah. Asherah Yoshbeya Beiteka Oda Yihaleluka Selah. Now here after the Selah pause, Asherah Adam Oz Lawabaka Misilota Bielevavam. Happy is the man whose strength is in the eye. Oz lau bak. Oz. Strength for him bak. Strength for him in the eye. Me silota bi elibabam. Highways in heart. Heartically speaking. Now here we have verse 6 in the KJV. It reads, who passing through the valley of Baca maketh it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. The rain also filleth the pools. Now, here's a very interesting note right here with this particular verse right here, and even picking up in the world of Harkin. Here we have a kind of interesting change of translation. Right? What we say, a change of translation depends on how it's translated. Right? Translate. Now, here we could bring it in the world of Harik at this point. We're going to go into more of that within the studies, the corresponding studies in the world of Harik for today's daily psalm. But let's bring this up right here, the 84th. Here we're in the 84th, today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. Let's bring up this verse right here, Hebrew first, and then get into a little of the nuance. Just a little of the nuance right here. A very, very interesting verse, right? And as we look at the Hebrew, right? We look at the Hebrew. We also compare and contrast with the Royal Amharic, the Metzav Kedus, and also with the Septuagint, which has some of the more ancient Hebrew. So there's an ancient reading of this particular verse, right? An ancient reading of this particular verse. Here we have it. Let's bring up this. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rain clothes it with blessings. Ovre, ovre, ovre. Ovre, passing, like Ebru, Abru, Hebrew in that sense. Ovre, ovre, the passes. Ovre, bi'aimek, ahabaka, ma'iyana yeshituhu, kama berakota ya'iteh more. Passing through the valley of Baca. Ovre, bi'aimek, ahabaka. They make it a place of springs. Ma'iyana yeshituhu. Yay. Gam, the early rain clothes it with blessing. Gama berakota ya ite more. Now, Bamarinya, and in the Septuagint we have Belik Soshaliko Wist. Bewesano Sifra. Yehigamem hir bereketin yiset alina. Belik Soshaliko. In the valley of weeping, Habaka, Baka, 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 to weep, Habaka, the weeping, B'aimeka Habaka. In the valley of weeping, B'aimeka Habaka, Aimek Habaka in the Hebrew correspond, Bamarinya Belikso Sheliko, the valley of weeping, known as the valley of Baka, Obre, B'aimeka Habaka, passing through the valley of weeping, Belikso Sheliko, Wista, Bewesano Sifra. In the appointed, interesting, the Western Sifra, in the appointed, the set, the decided place, the decided Sifra, Sifra, the Western Sifra. Here's the interesting nuance here where it reads, Gam berakota yait emore, Gam berakota yait emore, Gam also berakot, blessings. Right, blessings, also blessings, ya ite, more. Now, here we have in the Royal Amharic, Yehiga Memhir, the teacher, the more, the teacher, Memhir, or the like, Rebbe, right, the teacher of Hig, the teacher of Torah, Bereketin, Bereket, the Bereket, Berakot, Berakot, the Bereket, the blessing, Yisit Alina, for the teacher, the Memhir, the scholar, the Rebbe of Torah, gives bereket, gives blessing. Gama berakota yait emore. So there's a kind of a dual reading of this. We can read it as the early rain clothed it with blessings, berakot, the berakat. Or we can read this, the more, remember the more, a teacher of Torah. Here we have Yehiga Memhir, Yehig of law of Torah, Yehiga Memhir, the Memhir. Memhir, interesting, is an Ethiopic term for Rebbe and Rebbe, right? A rabbi, a teacher of Torah, a teacher of law. Yehiga Memhir, the Barakatina Yisit Alina, the teacher of Torah. Gives, for the teacher of Torah gives blessing, because the idea of teaching, the flowing, more, yare, the flowing, right? Passing through the valley, the pilgrims to Yerushalayim, the valley of weeping, the valley of Baca, b'aymeka habaka. The last word means the balsam tree, which thrives in dry places. A valley thickly planted with these sort of trees was so named and lay en route to Yerushalayim, on the road to Jerusalem. Actually, it was a waterless valley, but in the eyes of the pilgrims, religiously and spiritually exalted, it was converted into a place of springs. Clothed it with baraka. The barakot, the barakat, the blessings. Whenever pilgrims traverse the arid glen, it looks to them like fertile land. So this is one interpretation of ancient Hebrew. But now in the Septuagint, as well as in the Metzalf Kedus and Negus and Neges, we have this read, which really brings out more of the true and the early sense. Both are true, right? But what is true is that the teacher of Torah gives blessing. And remember where they are, remember this is some of the pilgrims, right? That pilgrims, you know? So both the early rain clothing it with the barakot, gam barakota, yait e more, clothing it with blessings, right? Clothing it, Phyllis. Now KJV says, maketh it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. The rain, the more, both means the early rain. See, more is the early rain, more. But more also is teacher. More is also a teacher. More is also an archer. More, teacher or teaching. Also, the early rain is the more as well, from the root yara, right? Yara. You got the root yara and also yore. Early rain, autumn shower, rain which falls in the Levant from late October until early December. It's this idea of a sprinkling, the autumnal showers, the idea of that first rain, so the more. So where we have in the KJV, rain is actually the word more, right? And this idea of filling, the ata, ya ite, filling more, ya ite, gam, birako, the blessings, ya ite, ata, to cover, to enwrap oneself. This is the idea of to enwrap, to clothe, to roll, right? So also the birako, the blessings, ya ite, they enwrap, they clothe, more, and clothe the teacher of Torah, also enclothe, right, more, the early, right, that early rain also filleth the pools, the baraka. Now, so here, the word barakot is the plural for blessings in the Hebrew, barakot. Baraka is the singular, which means blessing, also the source of blessing, prosperity, blessing, also that praise of Ha-Elohim, a gift, a present, a treaty of peace. Right, as a benediction, by implication, is prosperity, blessing, to be like liberal, to pool. See, the idea of pool is very symbolic here, to present, right? So here we actually have the word, it's very interesting, the KJV, the King James translation of this particular verse right here. We just zoom in right here just to highlight some of those nuances right there. But verse 7, it says, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before Elohim, appeareth before the true good, the true God. Now that's the KJV. The KJV read of it. Here we have in the Hebrew, Yelku me chayil il chayil Yerael Elohim b'Sion. They go from strength to strength. Yelku, they go, they try. Yelku, May Hayil El Hayil. Right? Yeliku, Leka, 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 they tried. Yeliku, they tried. May from Chayil, from Chayil, from strength, from power. May Chayil, Il Chayil, to power, to strength. Yerayeh, Yerayeh, appearing Il Elohim before, appearing to Elohim. Now here's a very interesting we have right here, right? Bamarina, we have Kachayil Wada Chayil Yehedalo Yamalik Amlak Betzion Yitayal. Now that there, it's interesting because the Hebrew is Chayil for strength. The Royal Amharic is Chayil for strength. In the Royal Amharic, Kachayil Wada Chayil Yehedalo, from strength to strength, from Chayil to Chayil Yehedalo. In the Hebrew, it says Yeliku. They try, they go, may chayil el chayil, may chayil el chayil. So we have chayil very, very clearly, right, both in the Afro-Shemitic scriptures, both in the Hebrew, right, as well as in the Book of the Seven Seals. Just to note that right there. But it's the B part of the verse that is particularly interesting, where it says, every one of them appeareth before Elohim in Zion. Here we have Yerayeh Il Elohim B'Tzion. Mamarinya, we have Yamalik Amlak, the God of God, or the source of source, Yamalik Amlak B'Tzion, in Tzion. Yitayal is seen. The God of gods, and for a Peshat translation, the source of sources appears in Tzion. The source of sources appears in Zion. While we have elsewhere translated and elsewhere brought out, every one of them appears before Elohim in Zion. Now, there's some interesting nuances. Even looking at the Hebrew, not getting into much depth right here, but Yerayeh, 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 right, to appear il to Elohim b'Zion, literally, to appear, right, to appear, to be shown to Elohim. Many say that the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic reflects the more ancient, that Elohim appears in Zion, both that is a time of pilgrimage to appear the three times in the year, but also it's the three times in the year where Elohim Yamalik Tamlak Bezion Yitayal. So they go from strength to strength. The fatigues of the journey of the tribe do not cause exhaustion. Why? Yeliku mechayil el chayil. Kachayil word chayil yehedalu. Hear that word chayil, both in the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew, and also in the Royal Amharic, that chayil, as we have in the Hashem of Garmawi, Karmawi, Chayle Selase. So here we have verse 8. Let's go to verse 8. Verse 8. Verse 8. O Jehovah Elohim, source of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Elohim of Yaakov, Selah, 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 Selah. Hear my prayer, give ear. Yahuwah Elohim, Sebaot, Shima'ah, Tesilati, Hazina Elohe, Yaakov, Selah, Selah.
Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts,
Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee, 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 trusteth in thee.
Maginenu re'ei Elohim, wehabeta p'nei ameshecheka. Behold, O Elohim, I thy shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Behold, behold, look. Look, O Elohim, our shield, and behold, and pay attention. Now, it's interesting here, picking up after the Selah, today's daily psalm, the Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet. Here, picking up Hebraically, in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, we pick up with the 10th verse, and the KJV corresponds with the 9th verse, which says, behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Here in the Hebrew, we have Magineinu. Re'ei Elohim, wehabeta p'nei mishcheka, mishcheka, behold, or look, our shield, look, our shield, re'ei, see, our shield, see, maginenu, maginenu, our shield, maginenu, re'ei Elohim, see, Elohim, wehabeta, I'm paying attention, p'nei mishcheka. Pay attention to the face, b'nei, f'nei, mishacheka, of the I male anointed. Here we have this section, the prayer in Ha-Hekal, the prayer in Ha-Hekal, from verses 9 to 12 in the KJV, corresponding with the Hebraic verses 10 to 13. But looking at verse 9 here in the KJV, it says, behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. I mean, that's a basic peshat, a basic translation, but the word order is a little bit different. Magineinu, 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 our shield, re'ei, 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 see, seen, to look, re'ei, see, re'ei, Elohim, magineinu, re'ei, Elohim, v'habit apnei mishcheka. O Elohim, our shield. See, the translation is interesting because the translation moves around the word. We have Magineinu, Magineinu, our shield. Our shield. Re'ei, see, seen, Elohim. Re'ei, Elohim, see, Elohim. Wehabet, wehabet, habet, to scrutinize, to look upon carefully, diligently, to pay attention to b'nei mishcheka, b'nei mishcheka, mishcheka, the eyes of Messiah, the eyes anointed one. Although Ha-Elohim is referred to as a shield, right, referred to as a shield in verse, KJV-wise, verse 11, better parallelism is obtained by rendering, behold, O Elohim, our shield, vis-a-vis the king. Ha-Melech, defined by Mishcheka, Mishcheka, by the phrase, thine anointed. We say Christ, the Messiah, the anointed, right? The King Messiah, Christ the King, Christ in his kingly character. With Habita Pnei Mishcheka. Accordingly, they and I and I, we offer prayer for the welfare of I and I sovereign, as they also offered prayer for the welfare of I and I sovereign and their sovereign. Now, right here is an interesting verse that we now move forward to verse 10, KJV-wise, for a thousand, for a day, speaker, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of Elohai, Hailiai, of my Elohim, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Kiyat ob yom ba chatzereka me aleif. Ki. Ob yom ba chetzreka me aleif. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Key four. Ob yom, good day. Ob yom, kiyat ob yom ba chetzreka. Chetzreka in the eyes courts me from aleif. May I lay from a thousand. I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai Hailiai. Baharti, I would choose Baharti, Hisatofifa Beita Elohai. I choose rather to stand at the threshold of the house, Be Beita Elohai, Midur Be'ahole Rasha, than to dwell in the Ahole Rasha, than to dwell in Midur Be'ahole Rasha, than to dwell in the court of the Rasha, of Rachi, of the wicked. Then 1,000 days elsewhere, stand at the threshold as a suppliant to bring forth supplications, then to dwell in the tents, be ahole rasha, midura be ahole rasha. However luxurious and pleasant and, you know, their tents are, I prefer to stand at the threshold of Beit Elohai, of Hailiai's house. For Jehovah Elohim is a sun and shield. Jehovah will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. So here we have 11 verse KJV. Right, Ki Shemeshua Mageni Yahuwa Elohim, Chain Awir Kaboda Yiteni Yahuwa Lo Yimana Atov Laho Lekima Bitamim. For Yahuwah Jehovah is a sun and a shield. Ki for Shemesh sun u magen. Shemesh umagen, ki shemesh umagen, a sun and magen, a shield, ki a shemesh umageni Yahuwah Elohim, for Jehovah Elohim is shemesh umagen, is a sun and a shield, chen, we kavod yiteni Yahuwah. Chain with kavod, grace and glory. Chain with kavod, chain grace with and kavod and glory. Yitain giveth Yahuwah, giveth Jehovah. Jehovah giveth grace and glory. Chain with kavod da yitaini Yahuwah. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. Lo ayim na'at ova la holkim, bitamim, la holkim, to those who try, those who walk, bitamim, in the perfect way. La holkim bitamim, lo ayim na'at ova la holkim, bitamim. A son. Shemesh. Many focus on this verse right here. Right? Say Psalm 84:11. They say Jehovah Elohim is a sun. Yes, it says Ki Shemesh Umageni Yahuwah Elohim. For a sun and shield, he will be, we be Elohim. Chain with kavod, grace and glory, Yiteni Yahuwah. Jehovah giveth. Lo ayimana'at ova laholkim abitamim. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. See, nowhere else in the Bible is this said of Elohim. Is this said of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Perhaps because of the prevalence of what they call sun worship, heliocentricism by other peoples, by other nations, the Goyim, the heathen, and the sheathen. This here is said to equal this phrase here that Elohim, right, Jehovah Elohim is the sun and the shield, Ki Shemesh Umageni Yahuwah Elohim, that the Shemesh, Ki Shemesh, a sun, equals my light, as we have in 27 Psalm 27:1, Jehovah is my light. Ki shemesh umageni Yahuwah Elohim, chayinu wikavoda yiteni Yahuwah, lo yimana atova laholkima vitamin, Yahuwah sebaot, ashrei adama boteyach bak. O Jehovah of hosts, ashrei Adam, happy is Adam. Ashrei Adam, happy is the man, boteach, bak, that puts his trust, his confidence, the confidence, that eifidence, even the eifidence and the confidence of the victory of good over evil in the eye, that trust is in the eye, boteach, bak. The psalmist's last word translates his metaphors and the metaphors and the parables, the proverbs, right, of dwelling in and traveling toward the Beit, the house of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God, into their simple, their peshat, their basic meaning. That trust both seeks, and trust finds Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity of the Divine Majesty. There has never been but one way to his presence, to his face, to his perception. And that is the way of trust. Yahuwah Tzebaot Ashrei Adam Boteach Bak, 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 Bak.
דלת למנצח על הגידית לבני קורח מזמור מה ידידות משכנותיך אדוני צבאות נכספה וגם קלטה נפשי לחצרות אדוני ליבי ובשרי ירננו אל אל חי גם ציפור מצאה בית ודרור כן לה אשר שטה אפרוחיה את מזבחותיך, אדוני צבאות, מלכי ואלוהי. אשרי יושבי ביתך, עוד יהללוך סלע. אשרי אדם עוז לו בך, מסילות בלבבם. עוברי בעמק הפכה, מעיין ישיתוהו. גם ברכות יעתי מורה. ילכו מחיל אל חיל. יראה אל אלוהים בציון. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, שמעה תפילתי, האזינה אלוהי יעקב סלע. מגיננו ראה אלוהים, והבט בני משיחיך. כי טוב יום בחצריך מאלף, בחרתי השתופף בבית אלוהי, מדור באהולי רשע. כי שמש ומגן אדוני אלוהים, חן וכבוד ייתן אדוני. לא ימנע טוב להולכים בתמים, אדוני צבאות אשרי אדם בוטח בך.
Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my my King, my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca maketh a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Shema Yisrael, and hear, hear, Midrash from today's daily psalm study. Mizmor Pei Dalet, Mizmor Fei Dalet. Hear, Psalm LXXXIV, today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. Mizmor Fei Dalet, Mizmor Pei Dalet. Hear, today's daily psalm. For him who triumphs at the treading in the winepress, the Gittit, Lamnatziach. Al ha-gitit, for him who triumphs, la menatzeach, at the treading in the winepress, al ha-gitit. And here, a midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fei Pei Dalet, Psalm 84. The verse is usually given in English. This verse here, opening verse, superscription, title to today's daily psalm. The verse is usually given in English as, for the leader, upon the Gittit. Here in the Midrash, bringing out the translation from the Hebrew, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press. La menatzeach al ha-Gittit. La menatzeach. For him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, the overcomer. La menatzeach. At the treading in the wine press. Al ha-Gittit. Libnei Korach Mizmor. A psalm, a chant, a mizmor, a chant, Isis, of the sons of Korah, Libnei Korah, for the sons of Korah, mizmor, Lamnatzeach, al hagitit, Libnei Korah, mizmor. Here, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse, today's daily psalm, mizmor, fe dalet. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu. She'amar ha-katub. This is what Scripture says. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, for the day of vengeance that was in my heart, and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in mine anger. Hear, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 63, verses 2 to 3, and verses 4. And verse 6, Zehu Shamar HaKatuv, these words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the wine vat alone, for the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in mine anger. Madua Adon. Lila vushecha uva gadecha kovodech begat pura daraketi levadi ua mea amim ein ishaiti we edarkema beapi we eramisema bachmati we yeza nitzacham ala begati we kola mala bushi Malbusheya ega alati kiyoma nakama bil libi uashinata geule ba we abita we ain ozer we esha tomema we ain somek wa to shaalia
Ziroiya wa chemati yahiya se makati se makat se makatni se makatni we chemati hiya se makatni we abus amim be apia we a shakreima ba chemati we orid la areta nitza ham. Here the full of fall here. From Yeshayahu, beginning with verse 2, and going through for the full of full here to verse 6. Full of full. Wherefore is thine apparel red? Madua, Adom, Lila Busheka. Wherefore, why? Madua, Adom, Adom, red. Madua, Adom, why? Red. Lila Libusheka, Lila Libusheka. Thy garments. Ua be gadeka, kabodeka, begat. And thy garments like his that treadeth in the wine vat. Uba gadeka kebodeka begat. I have trodden the wine press alone. Pura da raketia le badi. And of the peoples there was no man with me. Uba me ami ein ishaiti. Yes, I tried them in mine anger. We edarikem bi'api, and trampled them in my fury. We eramisem abachemati, and their lifeblood is dashed against my garments. We yeza nitzacham ala bikadi, and I have stained all my raiment. We kola malabushe. Malbushe, ega alti, for the day of vengeance that was in my heart, kia yoma nakama bilibi, and my year of redemption are come, ua shenata geule ba, and I looked and there was none to help, we abit, we ein ozer, and I beheld in astonishment, we're eshatomeim, and there was none, no one to uphold. We're ain somek. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation to me, to I. Wa tosha li, salvation to me. Ziroi, my arm, and my fury. Wa chemati, and my fury. Wa and Chamati, my ham, my fury, it upheld me. He, se makatni, he, she, my fury, she, he, se makatni, upheld me. And I trod down the peoples in mine anger. We abu sa'amim abi'api, and made them drunk with my fury. Wa a shakreim, wa a shakreima. Bachemati, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. We orid la areta nitzacham. What ought we say of this prophetic vision? I will declare the mercies. I will declare the mercies of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Chasidei Yahuwah Azkir. Chasidei Yahuwah Azkir. I will make mention, Azkir, of the mercies, Chasidei Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the symbol of redemption, whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the symbol of redemption, gives forth a song in praise and eyes of Ha'el, Ha'el, of Ha'el's triumph, the true good, the true God, the almighty eyes triumph. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah saw it in a vision and said, I will declare the mercies of Jehovah. I will declare the mercies of Jehovah. Chasidei Yahuwah Azkir. David saw it in a vision, a chazon. And he said, even in the words from Psalm 8, superscription, Hebraically, the Aleph verse, for him who triumphs at the treading in the winepress, a psalm. And here, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet, Lamnatzeach, Al Hagitita, Mizmora, Le David, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the one who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the one who triumphs, the overcomer, Lamnatzeach, Al Hagitit, Mizmora, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press, a psalm of David. Lamnatzeach al hagitit mizmor le David. Asaph saw it in a vision, a chazon, and said of it, for him who triumphs at treading in the wine press, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, eyes of Asaph. Even here, in the 81st psalm, mizmor pe aleph, Hebraically the aleph, the first verse, lamnatzeach al hagitit le'asaf, for the one, for him who triumphs, who overcomes, the overcomer. La menatzeach al hagitit. Upon treading the wine press, upon the wine press, al hagitit le'asaf of Asaf. The sons of Korach, they saw it in a chazon, a vision. And they said, even here, opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Pe Dalet, Lamnatzeach, Al Hagitita, Libnei Korach, Mizmor, for him who triumphs, Lamnatzeach, at the treading in the wine press, Al Hagitit, a psalm, a chant, Isis, of the sons of Korach, for the sons of Korach, Libnei Korach, Mizmor. And here, Midrash note, see, compare the previous Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim on the 8th Psalm, Psalm 8.1. How beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah of hosts, of armies. Ma, Yedidota, Misha, Kenoteka, Yahuwah, Tzibaot. How beloved, how lovely. Mah, yedidot. Mah, what? Mah, yedidot. Yedidot, beloved. Mah, yedidot, lovely. Mah, yedidot. Misha kenoteka. How beloved are thy tabernacles, thy misha kenoteka. Mah, yedidota, misha kenoteka. Yahuwah, Tzibaot. O he who be, who he be of armies, O Jehovah of hosts. Here's a bait verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pei Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically, the second verse. Mah yedidota mishiknoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. How nuff in them is so beloved of thee, of the eye, that for their sake thou, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, will tread in this winepress. Anyone who stretches out his hand, Yado, anyone who stretches out his hand against the holy tabernacle, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, him the Holy One, blessed be he, will put into the wine press. As scripture says, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Kol shaona meir, kol mehikala, kol Yahuwah mishaleima gemula leoyvai. Hark! Hear! Hark! A voice! Kol Shaon Meir, hark, an uproar from the city. Call Shaon Meir, hark, a voice. Call Shaon, an uproar, Meir, from the city. Call Mehekal, hark, call, a voice. It cometh from the temple, Mehekal. Call, hark, voice. Call, a voice. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Mishalem, rendereth, payeth. Payeth, maketh peace. Payeth, mishalem, gemul, rendereth recompense. Mishalem, gemul, le oibayo. the voice of Jehovah that rendereth recompense, to his enemies. Hear from the Midrash, bringing out in the Midrash sense, Yeshayah, Isaiah 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Jehovah that rendereth recompense, that payeth recompense to his enemies. Kol Shaon Meir, Kol Mehekal, Kol Yahuwah Mishalem Gumula Leoibayo. A voice of noise, a voice of uproar. Kol Shaon, Kol Shaon. A voice of noise, a voice of uproar. The Kol Shaon, because of what our enemies, our haters did in his city. Kol Mehekal. Kol Mehekal, a voice from the Hekal, from the temple, because of what they did in HaHekal, what they did in the temple. Hence, here, it is known, how beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah Sebaot. Mah Yedidot, Mishakenoteka, Yahuwah Sebaot. Hear. Today's psalm, the Beit, Hebraic with the second verse, how beloved, how lovely, mah yedidot, how beloved are thy tabernacles, mishkanoteka, O Yahuwah Tzabaot, O Yahuwah Tzabaot, he who be, we be of armies. Ha hekal, the temple, ha hekal, the temple is called beloved, the temple is called beloved, yedid, beloved, wadada, beloved, and he who built it is called beloved. Ha-hekal, the temple is called beloved, and he who built it is called beloved. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 25, where it reads, and he called his name beloved of Jehovah, and he called his name beloved of Yahuwah. And here, 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, 12 and 25, here the fuller verse. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabi, vayikra et shemo yedidiah ba'ibur Yahuwah. Fuller verse. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabi. And he called his name, vayikra et shemo Jedidiah. Yedidia, Jedida, the beloved of Jehovah. Yedidia, ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake, ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake of he who be, we be, for the sake of Jehovah. Wayishlach biyad Natan hanabi, wayikra et shemo yedidia, ba'evor Yahuwah. And here, Midrash note, and he called his, Vayikra et Shemo, his name, here speaking of Shlomo, Solomon's name, Yedidia, and he in whose territory it was built, the HaHekal, the temple, was called beloved, and he in whose territory it was built was called beloved. For Moses said, of Benjamin, Binyamin, the beloved of Jehovah shall dwell in safety. Hear, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 12. Le'vinyamin amara yedid Yahuwah ishkona la vetach alava chofefa alava kol hayoma uvena ketefava shachin. Full of verse here. Of Benjamin, le'binyamin. Amar, he said, the beloved of Jehovah, Yedid, the beloved, Wadada, Yedid, Yahuwah, beloved of Jehovah, Yishkona la betach, shall dwell in safety by him. Yishkona la betach, alayo, chofefa alayo, kola hayoma uvena ke tefayo shakin. He covereth him all the day, and he dwelleth between his shoulders. Right here, Midrash, the Midrash, right here. And he in whose territory it was built was called Yedid, beloved. For Moshe said, Lit Binyamin, of Benjamin. Moses said, of Benjamin, Yedid, Yahuwah, Yishkon, la betach, la betach. Yedid Yahuwah Yishkona la betach. The beloved. Yedid, the beloved Yedid of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall dwell in safety, shall dwell la betach. Yedid Yahuwah Yishkon la betach. And likewise, David said, David said, even in Psalm 60, Hebraically the 7th verse, that thy beloved may be delivered. That thy beloved may be delivered. Here, Mizmor LX, Mizmor Samek, 60th Psalm, Hebraically here at the 7th verse. Lim'an ye chalzun ye dideka. Lim'an ye chalzun ye dideka. Ye dideka. That thy beloved, Yedideka, Yedideka, that thy beloved may be delivered. Lim'an, ye chalzuna, Yedideka,
Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka, Yedideka,
Yedideka. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire! More fire!
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. Now me, Big Bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Nixifa wikama kalta nafshi lechatzrot Yahuwah, my soul longeth, yea, even she fainteth for the courts of Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Nixifa wikama kalta nafshi lechatzrot Yahuwah, longs, my soul longeth. Here. Today, Psalm is Morfe Dalet, Pe Dalet. Here, Hebraically, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Sefa, Wigam Kaltanashi, Le Hatzerot, Yahuwah, longs, not only now, but longed for the holy court of Jehovah, even when the B'nai, the sons of Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, were at the Yam Suf, at the Eter Abahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea, as is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 15, verses 13 and verse 17, where it reads, Thou in thy love hast led thy people that thou the eye hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation, till thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Nachalta v'chasdecha am zu ga'alta. Ne'ahalta v'azcha illa neve kadshecha. Here, full of verse. Thou, the eye in thy love, has led the people that thou, the eye, has redeemed. Here, Shemot, here, Exodus chapter 15, here, the 13th verse. Nachilta, v'chasdecha amzua ga'alta. Thou in thy love, Nachilta, b'chasedeka, in the eyes chesed, loving kindness, mercy in thy love, b'chasedeka, amzu, the people that ga'alta, that the eye has redeemed. Nachilta, b'chasedeka, amzu, ga'alta, thou the eye has guided them in thy the eye strength. Ne halta be azika, the azika, in the eye az, oz, the ozeka, the azika, ne halta be azika, illa nwe kadisheka, to thy holy habitation, illa nwe kadisheka, illa nwe kadisheka, illa nwe kadisheka. Tiviemo, vetitaemo, behara, nachelateka, makona, li shivteka, paalta Yahuwah, mikdash Adonai, konua, yadeka. Hear. Thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Jehovah, that thou hast made for thee, for the eye, to dwell in, the sanctuary, Adonai, the sanctuary, the holy place, Adonai, that thy hands have established. Hear. Shemot, Exodus here, chapter 15, verse 17. Tibiemo, with Tiataemo, thou bringest them in, Tibiemo, and plantest them, with Tiataemo, in the mountain of thine inheritance, Behara, Nachilateka, the place, Makon, the Makon, the place, Makon, Lishibteka, for thyself to dwell in, Pa'alta, Yahuwah, Pa'alta, the eye has made, the place, O Jehovah, that the eye that thou hast made for the eye to dwell in, Makona, Lishibteka, Pa'alta, Yahuwah, the sanctuary, Mikdash, the holy place, the Mikdash, Adonai, that thy hands have established, Kornenu, to establish, Kornenu, Mekornin, Kornenu, Yadeka, that thy hands have, Kornenu, have established. Ani, Lechozir, my soul, she longeth, yea, she even fainteth for the courts of Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Sefa, Wigam Kalta, Navshi, Le Hatzerot, Yahuwah longs, she does, not only now, but she longed for the holy court of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, even when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were at the Yam Suf, at the Sea of Reeds, Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Red Sea. As is said, thou in thy love has led thy people, that thou, the eye has redeemed. Thou has guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation, till thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Nachilta de chasideka amzu agalta. Nehalta de azika illa neweyak adesheka. Tibiemo, we titaemo, behara nachalateka, behar nachalateka, tibiemo, we titaemo, behara nachalateka, makona le shibteka, paalta, Yahuwah. Shemot, Exodus chapter 15, verse 13 and verse 17. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house. Here, today's Mizmor, today's Isis, today's Psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Pe Dalet, Psalm 84. Here, Hebraically, the Dalet verse. Gam, Sipora, Matzah, Bayit, Ua, Derora, Ten, Laha. Yea, the sparrow, she hath found a house. Gam, Tzipor, yea, also, Gam, Tzipor, also the Tzipor, the sparrow, Gam, Tzipor, Matzah, she has found, Vayit, Matzah, Vayit, she has found a house, Ua, Derora, Cain, Laha, and the swallow, a nest for herself, hear, yea, or Gam, also, Gam, Tzipor, also the Tzipor, the sparrow, Matzah, Bayit, she has found a house. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel said, how long shall our enemies be allowed to hate us, to hate I and I, and say, even as in the words of the Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal of Solomon, the Proverbs 27 and 8, as a sparrow that wandereth from her nest, so is a man, a man that wandereth from his place. Kutziporra nodedeta mina kinah, ken isha nodeda mimakomo. As a bird, a tzipor, a swallow, a sparrow, a tzipor, the sparrow. Kutzipor, as a bird, as the sparrow. Kutzipor nodedet, as she wanders. Kutzipor nodedet, mean kinah, min kinah, from kinah, from her nest. Kutsipor no dedet, min kinah. Kain ish, so yes, kain ish, so is a ish, a man. Ish no dade, a man that wandereth. Ish no dade, mi emikomo, mimkomo, from mikomo, from his place. Kutsipor no dedet, mina kinah. Kain ish no deda, mimakomo. Our enemies, our haters say to Ha'el, Ha'el, to the power of the Almighty Eye, flee as a sparrow to your mountain. Hear, 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 Mizmor Yod Aleph, Yud Aleph, Psalm 11, hear, 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 Mizmor Yod Aleph, Psalm 11, hear the first verse. Nodu harkem asipor, nodu, nodi, nodi. Flee thou, flee, nodu harkem tzipor. Flee thou to your mountains, ye birds. Hear, hear, hear. The fuller verse, Mizmor Yod Aleph, Yud Aleph, Psalm XI, Psalm 11. La menatzeach lit David, for the one who triumphs, of David, for the overcomer. Of David, implied implication, a chant, Isis of David for the overcomer. La menatzeach lit David. By Yahuwah. Chasiti ek tomru lenavshi. Nodu harkem tzipor, nodi harkem tzipor. And he who be who he be, by Yahuwah, in Jehovah have I taken refuge. By Yahuwah, chasiti, I've taken refuge. Chasa, fled, taken refuge. Chasiti, by Yahuwah, chasiti. Ek, how, ek. Tomru lenavshi, how say y'all tomru lenavshi, to my soul, to my psyche. Nodi harkem sipor, flee thou to your mountains, ye birds, ye sparrows. And here midrash note, refer to the above midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 11, the first perek, first section, 11.1. For a more explicit and detailed exposition of these verses right here, here, here. So, our enemies say to Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, flee as a sparrow to your mountains. Nodu harkem sipor, nodi harkem sipor, flee as a sparrow to your mountain. They do not say, flee as a dove, as Yonah or Jonah or a Yonah, but they say, flee as a sparrow. Nodi, tzipor, nodi, tzipor. So the enemies don't say, flee as a Yonah, as a Jonah, as a Yonah, as a dove, but they say, flee as a tzipor, 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 as a sparrow. A dove, a Yonah. Even when her fledglings are taken away, she returns to her nest, as Scripture says, even in Hosea chapter 7, verse 11. Like a silly dove without understanding. Like a silly dove without understanding. Vayehi Ephraim akut Yonah fotah ein leib Mitzrayim karau ashora halaku. Hear the fuller verse, Hosea 7:11. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, to Kemet, to Mitzrayim. They go to Assyria. Hear the fuller verse, Vayehi Ephraim ke Yonah fotah ein leib Mitzrayim karau ashor halaku. Fuller verse, Ephraim also is like a silly dove. Ephraim has been like a dove, easily deceived, lacking discernment. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. Vayehi Ephraim ke Yonah fotah ein leib. Like a dove, silly ke Yonah. Like a Yonah fotah, fotah, fotah. Open, open, like open to any suggestion. Right, open, like simple in a sense of being easily deluded, like an open mind, easily persuaded to any point of view. A Yonah fotah, ke Yonah fotah, ein leib, ein without leib, without heart, lacking discernment, easily deceived. Yonah fotah.
But this is not so with the tzipor. This is not so with the sparrow. True. Bemet. She hatches her chicks in her nest. But when her fledglings are taken away from her, she does not go back to the nest again. A dove, a yona, even when her fledglings are taken away, returns to her nest, as the scripture says, even in Hosea 7:11, like a silly dove without understanding. Kiyona fotah, ain lay. But this is not so with the tzipor, with the sparrow. True, bemet. True, she hatches her chicks in her nest. But when her fledglings are taken away from her, she does not go back to the nest. Thus, like this, the wicked, the ratchet, the ratchet liken HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. They liken the Holy One, the Isla One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, to a tzipor, k-tzipor, to a sparrow. And Yisrael and Israel, to the fledglings, Therefore, Ha'el, the true God, the Almighty declares, yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. Gam tzipor matza'a bayita uderor ken laha. Yea, also, gam, also tzipor, also the sparrow, gam tzipor matza'a bayit, matza'a, she hath found bayit, she has found a house. Uderor, and the deror, the swallow, Kain lah, and the swallow a nest for herself. Udoror kain laha.
Where's Bennett?
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Far away from here.
Ashrei, Yoshrei, Vetecha, Oda, Yehalukha, Selah. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will again praise thee, I, and forever. Ashrei, Yoshbei, Beitika, Oda Yehaleluka, Selah. Or, happy are they that dwell in thy house. Ashrei, Yoshbei, Beitika. They are praising, Isaacing thee. They are praising thee, Selah, Oda Yehaleluka, Selah. Hear. Today's psalm, today's chant, Isaac, Mizmor, Seidalet. Hear, Hebraically, the Hey verse, here's a hey, the fifth verse. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, he who is in the habit of entering houses of prayer and houses of study, the houses of tefillah and the houses of the midrash, the study, in the olam haba, in the world to come, as is said, blessed, happy are they that dwell in thy house. They will again praise thee and forever. Ashrei Yoshbei Beitika, Od Yehaleluka, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee I. Hear, the wild, the vow verse, hear the sixth verse, today's psalm, Hebraically. Ashrei Adam, Oz Lau Bak. Ashrei Adam, Oz Lau Bak. Happy is the man whose strength, oz, lawu, strength for him, bak, is in thee eye. Ashrei, Adam, oz, lawu, bak. Lest it be thought that these words apply to any man, apply to any man, the verse it ends by saying, in whose heart are the ways, in whose heart are the ways. Mesulot bi levavam, in whose heart are the highways,
in whose heart are the ways. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash note right here, here, here. That is to say, in whose heart the ways of HaTorah, the ways of the Torah, John's direction, instruction, are well trodden, well rehearsed, or well trodden. In whose heart the ways of HaTorah are well trodden. Hear, hear, hear. Also confer with the Midrash on Psalm 4, 4.8, Yalkut, right, section 808, and Leviticus Rabbah 17. Hear, hear, hear. Blessed, Ashrei, Mobeda translated, Ashrei, happy is the man whose strength is in thee, I. Ashrei, Adam, happy is Adam. Ashrei, Adam, Ozlo, strength for him, Bak, in the eye. Mi sulot bi lebabam. Lest it be thought that these words apply to any man, the verse it ends by saying, in whose heart are the ways, the misulot, the highways, misulot bi lebabam. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Hear, 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 the Zion, the seventh. Be'emeka, Habaka. Passing through the valley of Baka. Of the Baka, the valley of Baka. Ovre, be'emeka, Habaka. They make it a place of springs. Ma'yan, ye si tuhu, ma'yana ye shituhu, ma'yana ye shituhu, obre de aimeka habaka, ma'yana ye shituhu. Passing through the valley of weeping. Here, 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 Midrash note. In the EV, baka, a proper noun. But in this common, baka, is taken as a form of bika. Bika, to weep. Baka, bika, the bait, the calf, and the hay, to weep. So in this context, we can either have the place known as baka, but Hebraically baka is to weep, thus the targum here. Passing through the valley of weeping of the weeping, they make it a place of springs. Obre be'emeka habaka, ma'iyana yishituhu. The valley of weeping. The valley of weeping, be'emek ha-baka, be'emek, in, be'emek, the valley, ha, definite article, baka, ha-baka. The valley of weeping is Hebrew hell, gehenna. For, as Rav Eliezer said, it is the place where harasha, ha-rishaim, the ratchet, will be slaughtered. So Rav Eliezer said that it is the place, the valley of weeping, the Emek Habaka is Gehenna. And Rav Eliezer said, it is the place where HaRishaim, the ratchet, will be slaughtered. Hear, 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 the Midrash note. Refer to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 32, and Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 6. Where the valley of Hinnom, where we get Gehenna, is called the valley of slaughter. So in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 32, and in Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 6, the valley, the Emek of Hinnom, the Gehenna, where we get Gehenna from, is called the valley of slaughter. Thus, the comment by Rav Eliana is the place where the Rishaim, where the ratchet, the defiant ones, will be slaughtered. They make it a place of springs. Ma'iyan yishituhu. Ma'iyana yishituhu. They make it a place of springs. That is, their tears will flow as copiously as a spring. Even there, the teacher is clothed with blessings. Hear, 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 the full of full. Today's psalm, Mizmor Feidalet, here at the Zion, Hebraically the seventh verse. Second part of the seventh verse, right here, here, here. Dam,
Berakot, ya ite more. Now, here, the Targum and the Midrash, the study of today's Psalm, Psalm 84, here is brought out as, even there, the teacher is clothed with baraka. Here, according to the Hebrew, gam, berakot, ya ite more. Usually translated and usually brought out in translation as either yea, the early rain, clothe it with blessings, yea, the early rain. So usually this is rendered, instead of teacher, the more is usually rendered here in today's psalm in the translation as the early rain. But here in the Midrash, this is being brought out as the teacher, because in Hebrew, more can refer to the early rain, and more can also mean the teacher. The teacher, more, the teacher. Even there, the teacher is clothed with berakot, with blessings. Gam berakot yaite more. Gam berakot yaite more. Even there, the teacher is clothed with berakot, with blessings. Rav Yochanan taught, the praise, the eyes of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, goes up out of Gehenna, Hebrew hell, out of Gehenna, even more than out of the Gan Ba'eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden. For in Gehenna, every man that is above his fellow praises, eyes, chants eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, saying, how fortunate I am to be above this man who has been put beneath me. And so every single one who is above his fellow praises eyes, gives praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said, yea, the teacher is clothed with berakot, yea, gam, also in the Hebrew, gam, also berakot, also blessings, yaite more. One translation, the teacher, or the early rains, yea, the early rain, clothed it with berakot, or here in the Midrash, even there, the teacher, the more, is clothed with berakot, with blessings. Rav Yochanan commented, what do they say in Gehenna? Gehinnom. What do they say in Gehenna? They say, thou, the eye, didst teach well. Thou didst instruct well. But we would not heed. What do they say in Gehenna, in Hebrew hell? What do they say? They say, thou, the eye, more, thou teachest well. Thou, the eye, didst instruct well. But we would not heed. We would not hear. We would not give ear. And here, the chet, the eighth verse of today's psalm. They go from company to company. Here, Hebraically, the chet verse, the eighth verse. They go from company to company. Yelku me chayil il chayil. Yelku me chayil il chayil. Yelku me chayil il chayil. They go from strength, from chayil to chayil, from power to power, from strength to strength. But here, in the Midrash, the translation, the Targum here, brings out the sense of they go from company to company. The Hebrew, yelku mechayil il chayil. They go from strength to strength, from power to power. Our masters, Rebbanim, they commented as follows. Whenever a man comes from a bait tefillah, a house of tefillah, a house of prayer, and goes to a bait midrash, a house of the midrash of study, scripture says of such as he, they go from strength to strength. They go, yelku, mechayil el chayil. They go from power to power. Whenever a man comes from a bait tefillah, house of tefillah, of prayer, and goes to a bait midrash, to a house of study, scripture says of such as he, yelku, mechayil el chayil. They go from strength to strength, from power to... more. Such a man earns the privilege of being received, being kabbalah, in the presence, in the panim, in the face of HaShekinyahu, of the Shekinah HaShekinyahu. As is said, he shall be seen of God. He shall be seen
He shall be seen. He shall be seen of Elohim in Zion, Yerah El Elohim b'Zion. He shall be seen of Elohim in Zion. Yerah El Elohim b'Zion. Yerah El Elohim b'Zion. And here, Midrash note on Mechayel El Chayel from Chayel. Interpreted here in this Midrash as company. Is here taken in its usual meaning of strength, of might, of power. Chayel, of power. Here interpreted as company, in its other interpretation like an army, a company, a power, but also in its usual meaning of strength or power. Chayel. Yelku me chayel el chayel. And this proves that chayel in the Hashem of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Kedamawi, Chayle Selassie, that Chayel here is Hebrew. In another comment on Yeluku Mechayel El Chayel, they go from company to company. Rav Yonah, Jonah, said the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, in the days of HaMashiach. In the days of HaMashiach. Here, Midrash note, usually Olam Haba, instead of in the days of or in the Olam Haba. Olam Haba, world to come. It's an ambiguous phrase that may refer to the time of HaMashiach, the time of the Messiah, or to the days beyond Judgment Day, when Ha'el Ha'el Atzmo, when Ha'elahim, the power himself, will reign. According to one interpretation, quote, the oppression, the downpression of the kingdoms, the downpression of the governments, end quote, is the only distinction between these days and the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah. This apparently is also the opinion of Rav Finehas HaKohen, Rav Phineas the priest, who is quoted in the next paragraph. So here, Rav Yonah said in the name of Rav Lewi, Jonah said in the name of Levi, in the days of the Messiah, in the Olam Haba, in the days of HaMashiach, the disciples, the Talmudim, the Talmudei HaHakam, the disciples of the wise, the Deka Mezamorit, the disciples, the Talmudim of the Hakam, Hakamim, will not have the leisure to engage in study of Torah, will not have the leisure to engage in the Midrash, in the study of HaTorah, for it is said, they go from company to company, Yelku Mechayel El Chayel, until when shall it be thus like this with them? Until every one of them is seen of Elohim in Zion, Yerae El Elohim de Zion. Until when shall it be thus like this with them? Until, as it says right here in the latter part of the Chet verse, after it reads, Yelku, Mechayel, El Chayel, they go from strength to strength. Yerae, El Elohim, B'Zion, every one of them appeareth, is seen, before Elohim, in Zion, in Zion. Behold, our God, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thy Messiah. Hear. The Yod, hear the Yod, Hebraically, the 10th verse, today's Psalm 84, verse 10. Behold, O Elohim, O power, our shield, and look upon the face of thy Messiah. Maginenu, re'e Elohim, ve'habeita p'nei mishecheka. Behold, O Elohim, our shield, Maginenu, our shield, Re, Elohim. Behold, see, O power, Elohim, see, O power, Maginenu, our shield, Maginenu, Re, Elohim, with Habit, the Habit, and look attentively, with Habit, Pnei, Mishecheka,
and look upon the face of thine anointed, with habit p'nei mishiheka, and look upon the face of thy Messiah. Look upon the face, the presence, the perception of thy Messiah. Look upon the person in the sense of the triunity. Look upon the person of the Messiah. With habit p'nei mishiheka. Rav Phinehas HaKohen taught, Rav Pinchas HaKohen, Phinehas the priest taught, this verse implies that in the days of HaMashiach, in the days of the Messiah, HaGoyim, the nations, the nationality. Here, 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 Midrash note, literally, instead of the nations, it says the others, the others. So, this verse implies that in the days of HaMashiach, the others, the other nations, will still be making accusations against Yisrael. This verse right here, 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 the Yud verse, the 10th verse of Mizmor Fei Dalet of Psalm 84 that reads, Behold, O Elohim, our shield, and look attentively upon the face of thy Messiah. Maginenu, Re'e Elohim, Wehabet Apneya Mishecheka. Here, 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 Rav Phinehas HaKohen, Rav Phinehas, the priest, he taught that this verse implies in the days of HaMashiach, the nations, the Goyim, the other nations, the nationalities, the Goye Haaretz, the nations of this earth, of the earthly plane, will still be making accusations against Yisrael, against I and I, Yisrael. Oh, Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hear, hear, hear. Here, the 8th verse. Here, the 10th verse. Slika, the 9th verse. Here we go. Now return to the 9th verse from the 10th verse to the 9th verse here in the Midrash. The 9th verse, Hebraically, that reads, Yahuwah Elohim al-Tzeba'ot, Shima'ah tefilati, Ha'azina Elohe Yaakov Selah. O Jehovah, Elohim of hosts, Yahuwah, Elohim Tzeba'ot, hear my prayer, Shima'ah, Tefilati, hear my Tefillah, Tefillat, Shima'ah, Tefillati. Give ear, Ha'azina, broaden the ear to hear, Ha'azina, O Elohim of Ya'ikob, Elohe, Ya'ikob, Selah, Selah. Rav Lewi, Levi said, the farewell bracha that Moshe gave to Yehuda, to Judah, was, as scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, where it reads, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. And here, Devarim, here, the full of full, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here, verse 7. Wizot Li Yehuda Wayomer Shema Yahuwah Kol Yehuda, and this for Judah, Wizot, and this Li Yehuda, Li Yehuda, Li Yehuda, Li Yehuda, Wizot Li Yehuda Wayomer, and he said, Shema Yahuwah, Shema Yahuwah, hear, O Jehovah, Shema Yahuwah, Shema Jehovah, call Yehuda, the voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah. And therefore, David, Midrash note right here, here, here. He was of the tribe of Judah. David, of the tribe of Judah, was entitled to say, even here, 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 in today's Mizmor, in today's psalm, in today's chant, O Jehovah Elohim of hosts, Elohim of armies, Yahuwah Elohim Tzeba'ot, hear my prayer, hear, hear, hear my prayer, Shima'ah Tefillati, Shima'ah Tefillati, and also, incline thine ear, O Jehovah, and answer me, and answer I. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Fevav, Pevav, Mizmor Pe, Fe, Wawwe. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 86, Psalm LXXXVI. Hear the Aleph, the first
The first verse, Tefillah Lidawid, a prayer of David, Tefillah Lidawid. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika Ineni. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika Ineni. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika. And answer me. Ineni, Ineni. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika. Ineni. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash, final Midrash note. Refer right here to the above Midrash on Psalm 4.1. Psalm 4.1. And hear, hear, hear. Hatei, Hatei Yahuwah. Incline, O Jehovah. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika. Aznika, Aznika, Aiyah. Ineni.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Far away.
How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Mizmor pe dalet lamnatzeh al hagidim libne korach mizmor. Ma yedidot mishkenotecha Adonai tzevaot. Nichsefa vegam kaleta nafshi lechatzrot Adonai libbi uvzari. Yerannenu el chai. גם ציפור מצאה בית ודרור כן לה, אשר שעת אפרוחיה את מזבחותיך, אדוני צבאות, מלכי ואלוהי. אשרי יושבי ביתך, עוד יהללוך סלע. אשרי אדם עוז לו בך, מסילות בלבבם. עוברי בעמק הבכה, מעיין ישיתוהו, גם ברכות יעדי מורה. ילכו מחיל אל חיל, יראה אל אלוהים בציון. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, שמעה תפילתי, האזינה אלוהי יעקב, סלע. מה
מגיננו ראה אלוהים והבט בני משיחיך כי טוב יום בחצריך מאלף בחרתי הסתופף בבית אלוהי מדור ואהולי רשע כי שמש ומגן אדוני אלוהים חן וכבוד ייתן אדוני לא ימנע טוב להולכים בתמים אדוני צבאות אשרי אדם בוטח 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 בוטח